String 35. Monitor Chakas. I watch over the Isodidact. His armor is severely scarred, and he has not yet recovered from the blunt force injuries he incurred during destruction of the Greater Ark and the Omega Halo. The Gargantua-class transport with which I rescued the born stellar Didact now drifts lifeless after the firing of the Omega Halo. I had hoped to find other survivors in the debris field and load them onto the ship, but there are none to be sensed, and little time to search further. We will have to settle with whatever specimens the Life Shaper and I managed to save before the Ur-Didact assaulted Halo. Several hundred different species, mostly indexed genetic composites, have been saved. With gentle nudges, I maneuver this bulky, healing, but very powerful vessel from the debris field, knowing that at any moment our energy signatures could attract our enemies. Finally, a path out of the wreckage, the fleets, and the loosening tangle of broken and damaged star roads presents itself, and I devise a course solution for our first jump. Have I proven my value yet? The wreckage of the Greater Ark is a few tens of light years behind us, but the distance to any reachable haven is still tremendous, even for a vessel of this magnitude, and to my disgust, the drive cores are nearly depleted. Halo's firing apparently wore this ship down to its last reserves. To reach the safety of an uninfested system, we will need to find a portal. There are few portals we can trust, very few outside of Star Road influence. My choices are chancy to none at all. Throughout, caught up in all I've seen, I feel the weight of machine. I am not what I once was, but still, there is initiative, and oddly enough, loyalty. The Isodidact was once a friend, in the peculiar sense that Chakas liked people he was able to trick. Chakas tricked Born Stellar, and because he tricked the young Forerunner so well, we are now here. So I feel responsibility. Or perhaps it is just the machine conditioning that monitors will serve Forerunners. No matter. When there is time to pay attention, I discover that Catalog has suffered some damage. It is recovering. The Isodidact's skin suddenly takes on a hopeful color. His ancilla connects with me, and we conduct a diagnosis which is positive enough that the suit allows its occupant to rise to awareness. His eyes search the large command center and find first me, then the unmoving carapace of Catalog.
"Where are we?"
he asks. "Away," I say. "Our next jump will begin shortly."
"Jump to where?"
"A random location. Far from here. Somewhere safe." He looks around at the command center.
"Are we on a carrier ship?"
"We are. Gargantua class."
"How did you arrange that?"
"I am resourceful, as you have observed. But this was provided by your wife and the life workers."
"Remarkable. Change that destination,"
he says.
"I have another coordinate."
His armor feeds me the new coordinate. This must be the location of the Lesser Ark, just as the librarian had promised.
"Did my wife escape?" he asks.
"I believe so."
"To Requiem," he says.
"Yes."
"With my original?"
"They traveled separately," I say. His expression softens.
"Old friend," he says. "I owe you my life."
"Again," I say. "Chakas could have murdered you in your sleep back on Erda Tyrene, and he didn't." Somehow he finds this amusing, but he quickly sobers.
"How many humans in the compound survived?"
"Only a handful."
"Not enough to rebuild what was lost?"
"No, I do not believe so." The Isodidact's face turns grim. His dismay and anger is heartening. Chakas believes that Forerunners should feel guilt, especially for such heinous actions.
"I know where the Life Shaper will go,"
he says,
"once she's finished her duty to my original."
"She will return to my homeworld," I posit, "where a few humans might yet remain."
"Almost certainly. I wish I could follow her. But we must reach the Lesser Ark, and soon."
He gives the order. The jump is not as rugged as some, but it's no walk in the short grass. We arrive with few core reserves to spare at a small permanent portal about 1,000 light years from where we began. Despite myself, I am impressed by the Isodidact. He is better than his original, and better than Bornstellar, who was a bit of a goof. I am more cheerful now, if a machine can feel cheer. I'm also hopeful that the Bornstellar Didact will assign me to return to Erda Tyrene, if it has not been captured by the Flood, and search for the Life Shaper, protect her. Home, a place I would like to visit one more time. The portal station is deserted. The platform and cylindrical buffers are empty. The Ancilla seems old and eccentric, but functional. It refuses my query for information. I am not authorized. It asks for our identity, I tell the Isodidact. Why is this portal out here, with so much capacity, yet unused?
In case something goes wrong, he says. The Master Builder created it 10,000 years ago, in secret. He was very wealthy and thought I might win. The Didact might win, and he would need to leave quickly, to a place where he could not be tracked. He gave me the coordinates to the secret arc, where there is a final array of halos. Apparently he no longer wished to escape.
And now it belongs to us, doesn't it? Through me, the Isodidact supplies the Master Builder's coordinates. The old portal Ancilla expresses its relief and asks whether more builders will arrive soon. We do enjoy serving, it says. I do not wish to disappoint. I reply with a mechanical ambiguity. I appreciate its patience and loyalty. Someday I may experience similar disappointment. The portal journey is much longer and much smoother. The benefits of wealth and power. What the displays show when we arrive is at once astonishing and terrifying. Halos everywhere. 6 of them. And another arc, also outside the margins of the galaxy, smaller than the one just destroyed, but big enough. For many thousands of light years around, there are no signs of converted fleets, star roads, or the Flood. We may have arrived in time. Our vessel is not recognized, but upon confirmation of the Isodidact's presence, our status is updated and we are allowed into the Ark's protected perimeter. Here we have refuge, for now. All communications are refreshed. The Isodidact has a message from the Life Shaper, and a request. As we move from the vessel to the Ark's cartographer to review Halo preparations, he tells me,
She's on Erda Tyrene, but not just to save humans. She's requested a ship. This one, actually, if you are willing to part with it.
It has carried us well, but we will need to replenish the slipspace core before we send it to her. May I travel to Erda Tyrene and assist the Life Shaper? I wonder what remains on Erda Tyrene. Every human I knew is probably dead. It might be very painful to go there.
No, the Isodidact says. She says she's trying to draw off the Flood,
he says, crestfallen.
I believe her, but I think she has other motives. Besides, there would be no hope of your return, and I need you. We have to disperse the halos as soon as possible. I need you there to ensure success. Will you do this for me, friend?
I say that I will. The Isodidact and I part ways. But before the vessel is refreshed and sent on an automated course to Erda Tyrene, I contact a nearby life worker. Quickly, I say. There are specimens in the hold. They must be transferred to the Ark. Riser, Venevra, as well as others I do not know. Possibly the last humans in the galaxy. Catalog goes with them, still disoriented. Again, my machine nature weighs on me. But I am certain I already feel lonely. 6 hoops are spread out across the blue sky. This weapon array is different than the others, designed to purge everything. The true destructive potential that the Didact had always feared, finally unleashed.
If the Forerunners fire their halos, only machine intelligence will survive within the galaxy.
Just beings like me, or nothing at all. Lonely indeed.